1, 2, 30.
Okay.
And how do I do this? Because the first thing I wanted to do is resign as president. So we would have to have a vote for a new president.
Well, we have to do all the
actually
all over
everything
again.
Over again.
Yeah, you do that every.
Okay, that's automatic.
If so, you are automatically taken out as president.
Cool. So who's in charge?
But you have to run the meeting.
You're in charge.
There you go.
By default.
All right. So we need nominations for positions.
So we open nominations.
Okay, I'd like to open nominations. And I want to... We're going to start this year as hopefully as mild a manner as possible. And hopefully we can find some means of communication that work between people. We've had that challenge for a good number of years. So my thought is that I'd like to see someone that I know is middle ground being the new president. So therefore, I'm thinking that if we all agree that he's middle ground, that we can trust him, and that we don't have contention right from the get-go, then I nominate Joe Jose to be president.
Do you accept the nominations how it has to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to nominate Art.
Okay.
Do you want to share over here with us, Joe?
No, I'm cool. Thanks. I've been sitting long enough. Thanks, Gail.
And he accepts.
Do you accept? Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. I vote nomination ceased.
I second it.
Do we vote?
Wait, we have to go. I vote nomination cease, and he seconded it.
We haven't before, but if you want to, you can.
I don't care.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who we vote?
That we cease the nomination.
Oh, cease the nomination.
Okay, so we need to know how many ayes?
All.
Raise your hand, please.
Unanimous.
Okay.
Yay!
That's a good start. Okay.
One down.
So now we have the call for the vote. Okay. This is for president. Sorry. I have to put for president. Sorry.
Does the other automatically get VP? Do we start all over again?
Well, how do you want to do it? Doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't matter. Okay. All those in favor of Joe?
Aye.
Raise your hand.
Aye.
Okay. Three guys. Okay. And all in favor of Art? Four. Okay, Art, you're the prez. Does Joe want to be the vice? I mean, do you want it set that way, or do we want to renominate?
Start over.
Okay. Okay. So the nomination for vice president.
I'll nominate Joe.
Is open. Jody.
I move nominations close.
Oh, okay.
I don't accept it.
You don't want to accept it?
Correct. I do not accept it.
Oh, they right. Not accept. Okay. Anybody have their nominations are open? I vote Dale. I nominate Dale. To be vice president.
I'll second.
Would you be the vice president? You're supposed to say yes, you would accept it or not.
The nomination. I'll accept it.
Okay, so we couldn't cease, so we have to start over on the cease. Is there any other nominations?
I can't nominate.
Who's looking at it?
Okay, so...
By default.
Or vote, or whatever you want to. Dell is now vice president.
Can I send an email vote? Just kidding.
Stop it! Okay. Okay, secretary, nomination's open.
I nominate Shauna again.
You know I didn't like this job.
Wait a minute, you volunteered for this.
No, I didn't. I was railroad. That's okay.
I second the nomination.
Any other nominations? Nobody likes this job. Okay. I guess I'll be the secretary. It's a terrible job, but somebody has to do it, right? Okay. Okay, treasurer.
I nominate Joe. No, not accepting.
No. I'll nominate Judy.
Oh. Have you ever been a treasurer? You want to be a treasurer?
No, not really. I don't know that much about it.
I'll nominate for
Jay
Shirley to be treasurer.
I would accept it. You have to work with me.
With you?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, man. What do you think about this? Can I email my acceptance speech?
Any other nominations?
Do I have to move the nomination close?
Yeah, you can move nominations close. Okay, so?
By default,
Dave, you're the treasurer.
Oh, I thought I was nominated.
Oh, I messed up. No. Nomination ceased. Okay. I apologize. Sorry, Jody.
I'm still thinking.
For some reason, I didn't put it on here. Okay.
She didn't like working with me. She's still thinking about it.
She's not in here. What did you decide? Okay, let's vote.
Excuse me, I didn't hear.
I think that was a yes. Was that a yes?
I guess it's a yes.
Okay, so, all those in favor of Jody? All those?
Jody.
Okay, tell me again.
I'll do it anyway.
Ready for Jody? Okay. And all those in favor for Dave? He's not voting.
They all voted.
Four of us voted for Jody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Jody, you have to get over here where I can see. I can't. In the back of my head. Okay, sorry. All right, Jody, you are the treasurer.
That leaves Davey and Robert as the
chapters.
Are they going to create an office for their own job?
They have. They have.
Treasure is also legal at the same time?
No, legal is
no, that's all different things. All those different committees are different now.
Who's our legal then?
We don't have one. We have to make it legal.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what we're saying. Everybody has to pick what field they want to work in. So we have over each department. Thank you.
Okay.
So out of the different departments. I don't know if I can. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we need somebody over the roads and the fire protection. And you guys jump into the one that you think it would be the most.
Read them all first.
Okay, we have the roads and fire protection, the ranch activities, we have water resource and management, we have agricultural and wildlife, we have the facilities, the cabin maintenance, we have legal and public safety, and we have ranch communications and reservations, website development over that area. So whatever you think your expertise might be in or something that what you like the most.
The only area I understand is a little on the water.
And so we'll put Dale on the water. Okay.
I'll stay where.
And you'll stay on the facilities and cabin maintenance?
Which is where?
Cabins, facilities.
I'll take the roads then.
Okay, and all good. And so Joe will be on the roads. And let's see, I'm trying to find the cabin one. Where's the album main? Facilities,
that's
E.
That's what Dave's doing.
That's E. I know, I'm just trying to write it down here. Facilities.
could probably be some help to you.
Or I'll switch. I do legal also.
Yeah, I don't want to do legal.
Well, he could do legal if you want to do the cabin maintenance, because you know what? Candy likes the cabins.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
More work.
We definitely need somebody who can handle the cabins.
That might be really good.
That would be a good one for you.
That's your choice, because roads is good, too.
I'd rather do roads.
You'd rather do the roads. Okay.
I'd be willing to help anybody with the cabins.
Candy helps.
But, Dave, you should get on the legal. I think that would be very good. Why don't you do that? Let's do it on the legal.
Who's on legal?
Dave's going to do legal. What about?
Take the public safety.
You want the public safety?
Maybe something else.
Oh, that's the same one, legal and public safety.
Okay. That's also security.
So we need ranch communications and reservations, web development.
It doesn't have to be. Legal and public safety. Not.
Well, we don't. How are we going to split that out?
What's the other one?
Legal, public safety, and finance.
That's public safety and both of them are very important. Job.
Yes, but we have ranch communications, the reservations, and the web development. We've got to have somebody do that. And we need
ranch security and communication.
Yeah, that's a good
cousins.
Public safety and communications.
Yeah, they would be one and one. They should be together.
Okay, so if you do legal and finance, and you do
she's
public
finance.
No, she's not.
She's treasurer.
A treasurer.
Yeah,
but
so that should be finance too. I'm not. I don't do anything.
No, but
yeah. But it's just because that's the way you all broke it out at the last meeting last year.
Yeah, we can change that.
You can change who's doing what. It doesn't have to be exactly like that.
Okay. Well, if he wants to do legal, what are we? How are you going to cover the rest of these?
Okay. You've got roads and fire protection. Joe's doing that. We don't have ranch activities. You have water resources and management. Dale's doing that. Agriculture and wildlife. Facilities and cabin maintenance. We don't have that. Legal, public safety, finance. Jody should do finance just because she's doing the treasurer. That only makes sense. And ranch communication, reservations. Reservations can go up here. And web development can go anywhere. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we're not trying to eliminate one.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. But you can split them up any way you want to. So he wants to do safety and
public safety and ranch
communications.
Communications.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to put you public safety.
They go hand in hand.
And ranch.
Public safety and security. We have cameras up and things like that. So.
Okay. And then, but we've got to have reservations and web development.
Reservations and web. You want to do that?
Okay.
That's computer stuff.
That Vance does a lot of that, so you and Vance could work together on that.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. So let's put Robert.
Because basically I'm doing it now anyway.
Yeah, you are. You are working on that.
Exactly.
Okay, so that works. And then so we have to have agriculture and wildlife. I could help with that, but we have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have two.
Facilities, cabin, and maintenance. Well, we got other ones. Which one are you? Dale's doing water. You're doing the roads. You're doing the communications and safety. And you're doing the.
He's doing cabins.
He's doing legal.
Yeah.
And the cabins?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't going to do cabins if he's doing legal.
He volunteered for cabins.
Then he changed his mind and went to legal.
Okay.
And he wants to do legal.
Do you need to do both of them?
I can do both.
Okay, legal and cabins.
Cabins and legal?
Mm-hmm. I can help you with the cabin thing if you want. Okay? So, okay.
I think cabins is a huge, huge responsibility for any one person anyway.
Yeah.
I think we all should be looking in, like Joe, he's worked in, he's done a lot of work up in the cabins. We need to work together with it. I mean, one person in charge, but we can't put all the responsibility on them.
No, I guess I'd be willing to help.
Yeah.
You run into a problem, you don't know how to fix it, then
that's case.
I could do the agriculture and wildlife.
Okay. The idea is there's a go-to guy for the final decision so that if Paul has an issue, he goes to that person.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to do
one
check?
And then it just goes everywhere. Or nowhere.
What is the area?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you
that's
know what?
That's the scenario. You have a board member over one of these committees, and you have members of the branch, committee members to work with you.
Okay, I'm going to do the activities and the agriculture and wildlife because I'll just probably induct Nancy to do.
Delegate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Candy.
And Candy, Nancy and Candy has
Candy
it.
Candy will help us publish.
Okay, we'll work on that.
So read them off, please.
Okay. I'll have to make sure I did this either. Okay, roads and fire is going to be Joe. I got on two different papers. Now I messed up. Okay. And then ranch activities and agriculture and wildlife will be Shauna. And then water resources management will be Dale. And ranch communications and web development will be... Oh, no.
Yep.
Reservations and web development is Robert Allen. Ranch communications and public safety is Art Orlani. Did I miss anything?
Dave.
Oh, I did. Well, Dave. Oh, yeah, Dave, I have you here. Legal, facilities, cabin maintenance, and legal is Dave.
Okay.
Okay, I need to keep this paper.
You may keep it. I have others, and I will put this together and email everybody to make sure I have it right because that'll go on the minutes. So,
well, this is where our agenda went. We had collection of the votes, tallying of the votes, unfinished business, new business, and we didn't do any of that because we were
coming
vote for lunch because you guys were voting. So we didn't really finish up our meeting. We never actually closed it because all we did was. Motion to postpone for lunch. That's what we did.
So
I'm so full I can't hardly I could go to sleep. That's awful.
So when you do meetings
okay.
Next year, this is the one that you did is next year.
Right.
When are we going to try to have our first meeting?
I'm going to do it
one day better than the other for everybody.
Oh well, that's our problem. Meeting times.
And the last year we. Friday part of the time, Saturday part of the time.
We try to do the second Saturday of each month.
That's second weekend.
Good. That's fine with me.
Well, can I make a suggestion? Is there any way we can change it to the third Saturday? Because every second Saturday falls on my payroll time, and I need to be home to make payroll.
It's okay by me.
Fine with me.
And can we bump it an hour later?
It doesn't matter every day.
Can we like do it at 9 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I don't want 8 o'clock.
Okay, 9 a.m., third Saturday of each month, and try to do it at the ranch.
Yes.
If at all possible.
Absolutely.
Well, coming winter, we may not be able to.
Well, yeah.
We can't get in
there. We know what's
we
going
better
on.
Be able to get down and out with our snowshoes.
Talk to Dirk about that. Third Saturday of the month, 9 a.m.
Right.
At the ranch.
At the ranch. Which makes us. October. Oh, Dad. We can't. Oh, tell me what day that is.
This may be a good place to.
I gotta make the first one already. If we get that later.
We don't need to.
Okay.
Depends how many people show.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So wait. Let me
if
see.
If a lot show, what do we do? Have a garden cabin.
Yeah.
That's what they've done in the past.
Because I can find both.
Already rented.
Oh, that's the 28th. That's the 28th. No. What do you got? I may be out of town.
20 below zero, I don't know if I'd want to be in a garden cabin.
There's a stone in there.
October. That's October the 26th.
That? The
that's the third one?
No.
Conference
oh,
is the 19. First one.
There's something.
October
19th. October 19th. That's actually the weekend we'll be closing the cabins.
And that will be when I am in St. Louis.
When are you closing?
The cabin's down in the middle of October for freezing.
What if we do October 12th? You can't do it on that because you said that's your payroll.
My payroll is on the 15th.
I can't do it on the 20th. I'll be out of town on the 20th, on the 19th. I will be in St. Louis.
I don't know what the date is on this October, but
I've got the date.
I think either the last week or the next of the last week I'll be on a cruise ship with my grandkids.
That's your next, the last week is actually the 19th. That's when I'm going to be gone.
That's probably the only time I'll miss.
So are you going to be back on the 26th?
On the 12th. Can we do it on the 12th?
My counselor can do it one more time.
Okay, let's do it.
Six times.
October 12th.
I don't remember.
Okay, and then we'll go to the next month. Let's see what it says. Oh, whoops, I went too many.
7 days on a cruise ship.
It's November 16th. Would be. Let's just put all the dates down now. How about November 16th would be the next one? If we have it down.
I'm going to say yes to everything because I don't plan more than 3 weeks out.
Well, we're going to go tentative. If we have a tentative, at least we could find the next one, which one will be the 21st of December. Yes, we might have to go to the 14th.
We
might have to move back up to the 2nd, go to the 14th.
And November 16th is going to be bad for you, isn't it? If that's the third weekend in November?
That is the third weekend.
So we should.
16th of November is the third weekend?
Yes.
Oh, just stick with the 2nd.
How about the 9th? Okay, then we're just have to go to the 2nd weekend. Sorry.
November
what?
11th?
November the 9th.
It may be hard for me to get here. It's my birthday.
Well, then we should have a party. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I can't bring my whole family.
Oh.
No, the 10th is actually my birthday.
So that would be how you go back. Yes.
Is it also a meeting where you can find some cookies?
Absolutely.
How old are you going to be?
You switched. You told them where they were.
I didn't snitch.
Well, we might forgive you one.
Getting there, huh?
Art. Wow.
Is there anybody other?
I'm waiting for the big 7.
I already passed.
Yeah, we got November 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd will be.
Not bad.
That'll be right by Thanksgiving.
I haven't slowed down since I was playing.
You better take the 9th. Well, the 9th. Or you have to go to, or you have to vote the 2nd. November 2nd. It's either the 2nd or the 9th, the 1st or the 2nd one.
I'm good with anything other than the 10th.
Well, you can make it on the 9th and fly back.
Okay, I have to get back on the same day.
Adios.
Well, then
we can't do that.
So we have to go to the
assets to
Okay.
Well, that's not going to work because that's Thanksgiving.
See you guys later.
So you're going to have. So it might be November 2nd. Is anybody wrong with going November 2nd?
November 9th.
Yeah.
Well, let's forgive Art.
Yeah, it's just one meeting.
All right.
Person, one member.
We won't beat you up for one birthday. So you get back and we whip you.
When?
After you have your birthday. So we can spank you.
You're going to make it the 19th then?
No, we're doing it on the 9th. And then we'll spank you when you get back. Okay, so we're good till January. October, November, December.
Oh, what was December's date? I'm sorry. I missed it.
The 14th.
So I can post these then.
Well, actually, if we had a quick board meeting, I could make it back.
If we went at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
In town?
It would have to be.
Well, we'd have to do it in town.
Yeah, if you're that much closer.
Well, I bet we're at snow by then, maybe. But we've been out here in the snow.
No, it would be easier for me because I'd already be 35 miles closer to Vegas.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's
I
true.
Could do that. We could do a meeting on the 9th.
On the 9th? Okay, yeah, we're on the 9th. Well, let's do an early.
I'll reserve the basement.
Early in town.
Is that October?
That's November 9th.
November.
October is the 12th. The 9th, the 14th. Well, I hope to heck, I think I got all these things on. The whole of.
Make it up.
Okay, there we go.
It's too early. Let's go with 9.
We are 9. We are. Everybody agreed.
One of the reasons why when we went to 7 board members for exactly, nobody's going to ever, everybody is, it doesn't have to always be there.
Right.
I mean, nobody's going to look down at any board member, I can't make it. That's why we went to 7. Mm-hmm. When you had 5, it was a nightmare. Half of the time we didn't have a quorum.
I'm sure, yeah.
Especially in the wintertime. The summertime wasn't a problem, but winter times were really hard on us.
Okay, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Hey, yeah, I'm in there. Second.
Okay.
Was there anything
you want to ask if there's any other business?
Oh, any other business? I'm not in charge.
I know.
Any other business?
A hearing then?
Do we want to discuss any about this $500 for the presidency? Or is that going to be...
Yes, we're going to rescind that.
Let's do this, Joe. And I'm not trying to say yes or no or anything else. Let's keep this meeting real simple and try to talk a little bit about how we can make the board better. I mean, we really have.
It doesn't take effect till January, anyway.
Well, we have a. We have a. $500. Talked a little bit about it at the meeting. It's obviously there's two sides, okay, which is fine. It's fine as two sides, but the way we go about presenting the problem needs to change. We need to, as a board, there's two sides. It appears because of the voting, just what I've watched here just now, that we have this side and we have this side. Okay, we're going to have to live with that. And what we got to do is not put our, air all our laundry out to the public.
See, I believe in full disclosure there. Are
yes, I'm not saying not to let them know what's going on. I'm just saying any kind of a defamation of character, and I'm not saying you did, I'm not saying Dale did, I'm just saying the defamation of character has got to go. And that's an easy thing. That's an easy thing.
Hold on.
That is an easy thing to start helping us come to agreements, even though there's two sides. We can come to agreement. Okay, Dale wants this. The other side doesn't want that. I am going to be in the middle. Dale knows that from his life. He voted for me the last time I was on the board, as the president of the board before. Sat right there and argued with him on every meeting. You know,
maybe you can be the effective communicator.
Well, the communication has to get down to the point where you trust Jody, Jody trusts you, you trust Joe, you trust me, you trust every one of the board members have to be trusted. That they're not going to go out and badmouth just because if somebody blatantly does something wrong, perception cannot be a perception. It has to be cold, hard facts. And I'd go along with whatever the cold, hard facts are. I'm 1-1 equals 2. You know, and that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right straight down the middle. And there's things that have happened with this. Sitting down at that meeting, it started to irk me because we were already getting into a bad meeting. Because, it's Dale's fault, he did this, he did that. Or it's Shauna's fault because she backed Dale, or Dale backed Shauna. We've got to get away from it. We've got to start acting like adults and sit down quietly, peaceably, and say, okay, this is on the table. And we should have it done before we ever get to the meeting. When I was on before, not that it was the best way to do things, each one of the board members had something to do. And if they didn't get it done, guess what I did to them? Just keep your mouth shut. Don't vote. You didn't get what you were told to do. You didn't do your homework. Then don't vote. If you do your homework, we come into a meeting. We should be all up. Southwest Airlines, the largest airlines in the world now, just turned number one this year. They have board meetings once a month. And shame on us. They have done in 2 hours. And they're running they've got 40,000 employees. They've got 600 airplanes. They fly how many millions of miles every day and millions of passengers every day. And they can get done in 2 hours because all the board members sit down, they get their homework assignment or they get something that they have to work on because of the previous board meeting. They have it done the next meeting. Okay, we're going to vote on the money for the president. Boom, done. Over, we go on. And we could sit down and have a cup of coffee or sit down and talk about how nice this place is out here. And I give Dale a lot of credit, and you'll hear it for the next 2 years. I give Dale a lot of credit. I would not be here if it wasn't for Dale Clarkston. Nor would you. Nor would you, you. None of us would be here. Now, that being said, I'm not going to go along with a harebrained idea either. You know, and if it's not fair, and I think what Phil Hall had to say out there had validity to it, but the only thing different between Phil Hall's circumstances not getting paid and Dale's, I don't even live on the ranch. I live over here in the corner with Linda. I use that road every single time I'm here, 5-10 times a year. I mean, a visit. 5 or 10 times a visit, I use that road. And you know what? The whole road should have been done. It would have been done 10 years ago. The board dropped the ball. We had a 10-year plan. That road would have been done. Every road on this ranch would have been done in 10 years. Every time the board changes, it changes. All the ideas change.
Start over.
And what we need to do is, if we do nothing else on the board, we come up with a 10-year plan that you're good with, Dale's good with, I'm good with. We need to make sure that doesn't change with the board. It's like passing a law. You know, if every time Congress and the Senate got down, they'd be voting every two or 4 years for the same stuff. And that's why the meetings have taken so long.
But I think we've got to have trust in each other.
That's right.
If David comes in and has done his homework, and gives his report. I don't think that we need to cannibalize him.
Well, any one of us don't need to be cannibalized.
So, yeah, I think that we can move forward with harmony and with good. We need to discuss these things, but we need to do our homework.
Exactly.
And not try to second guess each other or listen to somebody else who has no background in that particular area.
Well, I listened to the last few months of the meetings, and I'll tell you what, that's why I decided to run. If I can be nothing else but a catalyst, and yes, my vote's going to go one way or the other. And if it always goes with Dale, it's not because I'm in his back pocket. And I'll give you, anybody who wants a reason why I'm doing it, I will let them know. And if you can talk me out of it, which I got common sense, all of us here do. As far as I know, every one of us have common sense. If I can be convinced differently, then that vote's going to go whichever way it goes. And it looks to me like the votes are split again, like they were the last year. So that being said, you'll be able to try to, well, either side will be able to trust me because I'm not going to stand for people fighting. I'm not going to stand for it. It's just not going to happen anymore. Or defamation of character. That, and I'm not chewing you out for this, but that letter, all it did, you were right, okay? And I give you that. You were right on money, which is what you said. Everybody out here has a different perception of what took place. And just what if you're wrong? That's the only reason I'm saying to keep the politics out of it. If we're going to blame Dale, let's blame him right here in this room, or over the phone, or over email. People just don't like that. Okay.
We've tried that process for quite a few years, okay. And we're not getting it because we're not getting the communication to Dale that he understands. Things that he wants done, we don't necessarily disagree with. It's how he does the process.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is that's where we need to negotiate stuff. We need to do it. We don't need to do it screaming and hollering at a meeting. And I apologize for opening my mouth. But that's why I'm here. That's the reason why I decided to run 3 months ago. Is because, it's hurtful to everybody. It's not just Dale. It's the whole ranch. It's hurtful because we're not moving forward when we're fighting.
Amen.
And you know, I looked at Dale's. I listened to you on the recordings. I listened to Dale. I don't see a whole lot of difference except the way it's getting done, how it's getting done. Mm-hmm. Again, if the 10-year plan is put in place now, Dale, nobody's going to have any say to it. We vote on it. We're going to put it in place, and it's going to stay. And then the cabins are.
That's a good thought, but that hasn't been what's happened. And the next board, like even this last 2 years, decisions made by the board prior, this board says no, we're not doing that.
Well, I agree.
I don't know how you're going to reinforce that.
Well, we're going to have to seriously do all of us to do a homework. Let's figure a way that we can make this board ranch.
We can all do our homework.
Let's all try to figure a way that we can move forward with the ranch. And if we all have the same ideas, I'd like to see what everybody has for ideas. I know what Dale's are because he hears it right out here.
Can I make a suggestion? When we come to the next meeting, everybody bring their up-to-date report on their category. On their
that's going to be expected.
Committee.
That's not expected.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So everybody, more of the starting point is for each department.
And I'll email and tell you what your category is.
And we also need to have those minutes the first week after we're out. I can't look at an email last night that I can't print.
That's right, but Jody, I gave you 24-hour, 48-hour, the last 2 months before that, and no response.
Okay,
I
have okay, shut up.
So, anyway, we don't have
no, we need to go
no,
back to it.
This is what we can't do. We got to just say, okay, you didn't do it. The next meeting, everybody's going to do it. It's going to be there. It's going to be in front.
And this particular issue is two-part. One, getting the minutes, which is a huge job. The other one is responding to it. Because if no one responds, it's like sending it out there into the ether, and we only hear crickets.
Yeah.
And
well, that's doing our job and getting it done right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's going to be a big chore this year. Because next year, I would, just the way the votes went, Dale, nothing against you, but next year when you're out, I'm out. I mean, I'm going to be here. You're going to be gone, and you're going to be gone. It's going to be me, using my head. I'm not going to have two sides to worry about. If I stay on as the president, if I don't, then that's fine. But I'm not going to have two sides to worry about. But right now, the fighting has got to stop. If we take a deep breath and all sit down and we're adults, even if you don't agree with Dale at all, and you think he's doing something wrong, well, let's talk about that before the meeting, not at the meeting. You know, and get it out. We don't have to vote on every single thing we say, but we do need to talk about it so when we get to the meeting, we can vote on it. We shouldn't be voting on a whole lot of stuff unless it's an emergency over the phone. And that's just not the way you do it.
Can I add something here also? We've got to keep in mind, we are the board. We are a representative type of government where we have been voted on the board. And like I said out here, I hope you understand the principle. We don't go to the membership and ask for a vote on things. And that's happened to try and gin up some support. I think things should be explained, communicated is extremely important. But ultimately, we decide that's why we're here. Throw me off the board. Do me the favor if you don't like the way I vote. But in the meantime, my vote counts. And I would love to get a phone call from every single member. I would love to know what every single member. Instead, I hear from three or four that are very vocal about something that may or may not know very much about the issue. But they're very vocal and act as if they represent everyone. That is fine, but still, ultimately, my vote counts, your vote counts, it's just one vote. But that's this kind of a government, that's what it is. And it's not, we go back to the people and say, oh, whatever it is that's got to happen, we've got to have your support. That's fine if we're communicating and educating.
Well, it depends on what the issue is, too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
it doesn't. Bylaws. Yeah, depending on
okay.
Oh, yeah, you have to stay within the bylaws.
Bylaws, of course. Yeah. And if we're changing the bylaws, there are some things that have to happen.
No, I meant, like, decisions in general. Just along with your conversation.
Okay. The point is, everyone out there in that meeting could have voted one way or another. It doesn't change what the board does. Certainly it affects the way we vote. It would me, anyway. But still, we are the votes that count. Okay? And I keep looking at you because you're the one that goes to that, Jody. And I love to hear people's opinion. But that's what it is. It's not a vote. It's an opinion.
I think we have a good representation of the membership here.
I'm happy about that.
I am too.
About the vote. I got to say one thing about the vote. I don't believe in email voting. And I do not want to participate in email voting. On stuff that the board
has. Well, here, I can give you one instance that you would. If we have any kind of, and I agree, totally agree with you except for one thing. There may be something crop up, and something always comes up. It may be an emergency.
If lightning strikes the greater, I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
okay.
Yeah. But
I can write a sentence, and four of you can take it a different way. But if we're here, we can talk those four things
exactly.
out.
It'll cut down on the arguments.
We cannot do it in email.
It'll definitely cut down the arguments.
So if you're asking a vote for an email...
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. A vote on email isn't the whole situation. I have to talk about the situation first. And every person on the board has to know about the situation. Then it might happen that we had to finish something, and then... Okay, and so somebody says, okay, I need to take a vote. We've already discussed that. We had to finish it, and that's all the email voting we're talking about. There's not major things that have to be talked.
If it's a new issue and a new drama, then it's better wait till the meeting because.
And you may have to ask, have we talked about it enough? Are you ready for a decision?
Right.
And then the decision
and we agree
could
with
be
that.
By email, but.
But we made a vote that the board would could vote. If we had to do it by mailing in a vote, if you're not going to be here, you're in the hospital, whatever, but you already know the situation, then we call. Or you could email it, or you could telephone, because we're all going to be on the telephone. we conference call. Sometimes we had to do it one time last year, because nobody could get there, so we picked a day, and we got on the conference call.
Yeah, that's different.
And then that worked. Okay?
There's
so
nothing wrong with that at all, as long as everybody has a phone.
As long as everybody knows.
But how about this? Let's say it is discussed adequately, and you say, we're ready to vote, and one person says, I'm going to hold out, and I will not vote. I don't want you to vote either. Can the other six go ahead and share their ideas in a vote.
Well, the vote, I think I agree with Joe that the voting should be most of 90% of the time, if not more, that we don't do it by email just because I think we should sit here and do it right here where we are.
Absolutely.
But there's going to be times that, you know, three of us might not be able to get here.
Yep.
You know, or there's always going to be a situation that something you bring up. So I think that's, we should use common sense on that, as long as we all agree that that's not the form of voting we do. But if we have to.
Now,
talking about a situation, that's about the best way to do it. You know, to get it so when we get to the meeting here, we shouldn't be arguing over anything. At the meeting, we should not be arguing over anything. We should know where we're going.
If we can do that via email and do the communication, like if we bring something up today that we don't like, let's do it through email, talk back and forth. So that way, maybe we can resolve something through the month instead of bringing it to the meeting next month. But I agree, if it's an emergency situation, we should be able to use the email thing to make that.
If it's an emergency, we should have an option.
But other than that, it should wait.
And I think if you said it,
but an option shouldn't be the
norm. An option. It's an option.
A couple things. Dale's asking about the abstain that holds up a vote, and the legal definition is a quorum, regardless whether it's a personal meeting or an email vote. If there's a holdout, they can't hold up the process because there absolutely have been things that needed to move forward, and that's why the email vote came up, because we're working with antiquated rules, and this is 2013, and we have more directors out of town than we have in town.
Yeah.
And so some things needed to happen. Then the next issue is, what does the president decide versus what requires a director vote? And that's the issue that I've always had. It comes down to, after discussion and after everything else that's gone on, Lynn and I are talking and trying to figure out, how do we move forward with this? Or is it the person that's over legal that decides with the president, or however all of these things come about? Because do we go to all the directors for every decision? We can't. We don't. We shouldn't. There are many decisions that
That's why there's seven of us, so you don't have to.
Right. Absolutely. And so that's what we've got to figure out, because if Jody decides it's an emergency and someone else doesn't think it is...
Well, we're going to have to go with whoever thinks it's an emergency, because, I mean, what if we make a mistake?
Okay.
Because
problem is, I decide, because I'm over facilities, I'm going to paint the cabins yellow, and someone else said, I thought we discussed red, or whatever it is, I'm over it. And so these are the conflicts that we're going to end up having. We've got to figure out who really ultimately decides some of these things, and who even, I mean, as far as an emergency.
In some cases, it's safer if it's a majority of the board.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, that's fairly simple.
And we've done that as well. You're right.
Society hasn't really dealt with email voting yet. It hasn't been updated. You mentioned it's 2013. Really, technically, we should be talking about tweeting then. That's what is current. Exactly. That's what is current. So the problem is that emails have not been addressed by public institutions as an okay way to vote. In fact, they're shaky for that very reason. And so you guys are going
like, to okay have to decide. We're okay with a telephone vote.
Yeah.
Now, but not an email.
Communicate.
I got something to say about telephone vote. I talked to Fred Searle because he goes by my place, and I talked to Brent and also Larry Meltzer, and I say, hey, you know, it was a bad storm. Check my place out when you go by and let me know what it's like. Usually I get a phone call back within 8 to 12 hours. Mm-hmm. 4 days later... I'm using my phone every day. It beeps and says, you got a message. Hey, your place is okay. I think I live over a black hole on the communication satellite. Because many a times I don't get a phone call for 4 or 5 or 6 days.
My house is split down the middle. I understand
so
what you're talking about.
If I don't return your call, it's not because I didn't hear it.
I think both ways should be an absolute option.
Because Mother Ma Bell made a mistake somewhere.
Right. You're right.
No, I think that's a good way to go. Yeah. We maybe leave that open to do that, but only in
extreme
circumstances.
I agree.
If somebody needs an answer right away, then we're going to have to do something.
I agree.
And so is our motion good that we can leave?
Let me ask you a question. There was a vote taken for me to get some payment on the fences.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming, and it's in the process.
Okay.
It'll happen this
okay.
week.
I just thought while
Sorry,
we're together...
Sorry, I didn't get that with you. Yeah.
That there's been votes taken on that, whichever way. And
first part of this...
Yeah, I, was, I told him, when you call, well, the first time you called, I was going into the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Second time, I'm busy getting all this annual meeting stuff together, and I couldn't find the invoice. And so I told him it would be next week.
Okay, I have a comment about that too. As treasurer, I'm responsible for this money. You guys don't allow me to be responsible for the money, so I don't even know why we have treasurer. So, are you done for the year, Dale? Are you done submitting invoices for the year? Because I don't know we have enough money in the bank to cover the year. Do we know this? Are we done? Is there any surprises that are going to come up now? Because I need to know now.
See, let's try to do it a little more gentle than that.
Well,
any surprises, Dale?
Well,
it needs to be done without
go ahead, the voice.
Well, wait a minute. If he tells you now, then there won't be any surprises. So that's...
Yeah, but I'm just...
Well, what kind of surprises do we have to...
Just directly ask the question.
Well, this is an important thing here, because this
I know.
Is...
I know. I read your treasury report.
I've got to count for the numbers. I can't hold myself responsible for the numbers because you guys do stuff with it. So if there's more stuff coming in, and if you're going to let me do my job, or you're not going to let me do my job, let me know and I won't be treasurer. If you don't want me to do my job, I won't be treasurer. That's simple. But
No, I think, number one, in answer to your question, I don't know of any other invoices that are coming in. But also, as a treasurer, if five or six of the board members vote to go jump the lake, then it's not on your shoulders. We also
it's not your responsibility
right,
at that
right.
point.
Yeah.
It's my responsibility at the end of the year. We don't have any more money left.
It's not your responsibility.
You're the reporting end of it. Then we're going to have to set
I
down your...
I don't get paid
yeah.
then.
Yeah, we have...
I object!
We have things that don't get done, and money's flying the wrong way. Yeah.
Well, it is not your responsibility. If the board votes 6-1, you're the one that doesn't vote. Even in a lawsuit, you would probably be left out of it. Even if we got sued, as six board members voted for it, Jody thought it wasn't right, she didn't vote for it, it turns out somebody died over in Johnny Brown because they didn't do it, because they didn't listen to it. You're basically out of that. But the money is the same way. If you're not agreeing with what's going on, all you have to do is, hey, we're in the red.
And we board members should be aware of the budget.
Exactly.
Know where it's going to come from, know that there's a few thousand here. Because we're not going to do a whole lot more on cabins. We're not going to do a whole lot more on legal. We're not. There's multiple thousands in different areas. So, no, it's not taking money out of your pocket.
Okay. Thank you for watching for that.
And also, Jody, just like Dirk said about the county, everybody runs out of money sometime. And so, yes. And so
you don't have to.
I know that. But sometimes you have to be a little bit flexible, okay?
Well,
so that's all
things come up.
I kind of went over the board of flexible this last few months.
I know.
Okay. Things come up.
And I've got something to bring up before we are finished. Are we still
going? Go ahead.
Going?
Sure.
We've got the action items that are very critical for our main employee, our other main employee. Sorry. Forgot you were here. Paul, he needs to have the direction. And what we've tried to do is create a top 10 list and then a top 25 list for him to work through. And some of these are ongoing, never-ending projects. And so, but we're trying to be as specific as possible so that he has direction. What's that?
No, go ahead. These are the old ones.
Right.
No, I just put them up.
Well,
these came from the last
action items.
Yeah.
For us.
This is the ones I just did for the August meeting.
The only reason I said that is because most
some
of these
are
done.
Done. Yes, some, and
okay.
That's progress.
But that's what came out of the August minute.
Good.
So, talking to Paul, his salary depends on performance, and he needs the positive and negative comments that we can give him, as well as Nancy, of course, but he needs that constantly. And so, as we get the reports, they come every week like clockwork because they're working. And so if we respond to them, that will help. And if we just say good job, or we say it took you a week to change the tire, whatever it is that we say, those are the kind of, at least he knows we're paying attention. And I think it would be helpful. He hears very little.
Yeah. No, I just wondered if you wanted to take
Well, I didn't know what I was supposed to.
Okay, yeah, I was getting to that. Okay. And so we all have our areas, and we've tried to work through Linda. She's our go-to guy, liaison, with Paul and Nancy, so that Paul and Nancy are not going to each of us and bouncing ideas off of us. They know who to report to.
I personally think one of the board members need to be the person.
We tried that before.
That didn't work.
I know, but I know of a couple of instances where that was a major problem.
Okay.
There was board members going to certain people, and then you were going to them.
You don't know me very well.
Yeah.
And so the reason I volunteered to be liaison, because it wasn't working, and I know Paul and Nancy well enough to know how they work, what feeds them, what doesn't feed them, what is going to turn them.
I want some dessert. I waited, and you guys are just
It's a public meeting.
Anyway.
Let's discuss that a little more at the next meeting, or do our homework during the month. And I don't want to get into it now. Okay. I don't think you should be doing it.
But
she's the best one for it.
Oh, okay.
She has a perfect relationship with
it's
that.
It's been working relatively well. But here's my point with Paul. If he does not have his top 10 list, or if everything is checked off and he has nothing to do, or he gets into the cow palace.
Some of the stuff can't be checked off. It's going to take a long time.
He's waiting for a response from the board. He's going to end up working on other things that we haven't suggested.
Or that he sees are important.
That he sees are important. And so if he gets criticism from, because he's not working on these, or because the board hasn't responded, what do we do with the cow palace that's sitting in 12 inches of dirt?
I think if you change this, you're going to open a can of worms you wish you hadn't.
Yep.
Be careful what you wish for. It's right in the butt.
Well, and maybe we're going to look at it
again. And it's not easy to recover from that.
I just know of the past.
The board that has worked.
Oh, I know. And I'm not saying she hasn't, but I know there has been problems with that.
Yeah. I think we resolved it.
Okay.
The problems were is that they were taking orders from two people.
Okay, that's what we're trying not to
that's
do.
That's what I know.
The thing is, it didn't work.
Well, it's been working for the last...
That's a couple months. Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if we...
Maybe it's going to work. Maybe it'll be fine.
Yeah. That's why I say you don't know me yet, so you need to... You need to find out how things are working and see that it is.
Well, I know
but you've got an opinion there, and you talk about communications. You need to be willing to communicate and see how it does work.
Well, that's why I said let's table it.
I don't think we should kick this horse. I really don't.
Okay.
And then last, my last point is the employee evaluation is inadequate. It's a great step in the right direction. Mostly, I think, thanks to probably you two.
Yeah, we put it together, and I'm willing to change the questions anytime.
And I told Paul the same thing. I can't answer all those questions.
Right.
Based on the one time I stayed in the one cabin, does that mean that's the way it is throughout all the cabins? They ran out of supplies. I reported that. Those kind of things. But some of those things, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it'd be great to hear from the members, because they know things that I don't. And so that continual process of evaluation is vital to Paul and Nancy, because they want to know what they can fix, what they're doing right, and our input will impact them significantly. And Paul wants to keep his job. And we have a lot to say about whether or not they're doing the right things, and so please evaluate, reevaluate, keep it in writing, just like a regular business. We need to make sure that our employees understand what our expectations are, and they could come up with a better evaluation questions. They could tweak it, they could fix it. We need to do
and
that.
And we can too.
Right.
I would like to see, and on that note, I would like to see that the people who stayed in the cabins or the people who are out here. Because I come out here, but I don't see all that stuff, because I'm not in the cabs, I don't know. But we should have a box here that says complaint or whatever. A suggestion box that needs to be put here, that all the members either can leave them in the cabin or here. Nancy and Paul are not to pick them up. They need to go to Linda so she can bring them to the board or address them. She can report to the board and then address Paul and Nancy about those situations if that's their problem. There's a big hole in the road on this such and such, and it needs to go into a complaint box or suggestion or whatever, so that if you're doing the roads, that you know that you hear something about it. It can come through Linda, but there's a lot of members that go up and down these roads that we don't know.
So
out on this road, this thing's washed clear out, and 100 people haven't been up there, only maybe one. But they need to report it somewhere.
Is it a piece of paper that says comments that goes in the envelope with the key? Or how do we do that?
A little box that they can drop the comment in there, and then Linda has the key for it.
When they return the key. Yeah.
Why don't we do it like the hotels where there's a slip at the, cabins and they mail them when they get home?
Well, they aren't going to mail them. People don't do that. Just let them drop them. They won't. They won't waste that time.
Jeez. Or when they
but if they're here, when they're mad about it, they'll drop it in.
But they don't have one. They won't go out of the way to buy one.
That's right.
When they return the keys, it could be included with that. It could go into a box, something. But
they don't want to hurt their feelings, so they might just put them at drop them in a suggestion box.
And the hotels do use them.
Absolutely.
It may be a self-addressed postcard.
That's what it is, yeah.
Exactly. That, so they would fill it out and drop it in the mail.
At the Luxor, they asked, they gave you an email address to mail an email, and it didn't cost them
that's a good idea.
Any money that way.
That's a good
I
idea.
Think we'd be in good shape.
I just want to Paul and Nancy, I got one
do
question.
Do you have a list of questions?
Is it the ranch's responsibility?
Do you have a list of questions?
A.K.A. Paul, to chase cattle off people's lots?
I may.
No.
Do what? Excuse me.
Is it Paul's responsibility to chase cattle off of customers' lots?
No.
Off the
if not, lots. Why does Val keep calling?
I think why he's calling.
They're not even our cows.
They're not even our cows.
Yeah.
It's not the cow.
It's the ranch's responsibility, according to the contract, to have fences. If the ranch does not have the fences, then I think the contract says that Deer Springs would put their fences in usable shape.
And I agree with that.
And then Doug Hunt would keep them up.
But this is H&H brand.
Yeah, it's not even ours.
That's Al.
I actually went out and looked at the fence.
But why waste Paul's time?
He shouldn't be doing it.
15 miles up and 15 miles back.
Well, here we are. We got something we can just come to an agreement on. It needs to be fixed because I went up there and looked at it.
Yeah,
they're coming right through.
The fence should be fixed by the ranch, but it shouldn't be. Paul shouldn't drop what he's doing to go hit a cow with a stick.
No.
He should fix the fence.
So we should fix the fence before the cow gets
there. You go.
That's right.
But not drop what you're doing and run out there.
Right.
And say,
but we know if the problem is there, then so it won't happen again. Maybe the next day he should be right on that fence and get it fixed so that it's not.
I don't have a problem with that.
We're gonna have another problem.
Well, in all reality, the cow coming down
to
the top 10. One which we own.
Yeah,
but that just needs to raise the top 10 because now it becomes an emergency. Fix the fence or the hole, or the dike's broke. Fix the dike.
Paul should fix it because it may be more than just one or two posts.
No, it might be.
It may be, but in the future, maybe something else.
Yeah, Paul has to fix it because he's our go-to man until we can afford to get the fences out and put somebody in to make it.
If there's a flash flooder that takes out 180 yards.
Then he needs backup.
He has to have backup.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Next.
I'm Kate. I move that we adjourn. Jody, are you going to second again?
Were we in mid-sentence or something before that came up, or were we done?
She brought that up before.
I did. I'm just repeating.
I second that.
Okay. So now we're going to go. Is everybody in favor?
I.
Who else wants to stay here and talk?
Put me down first.
Okay.
Behind me, baby.
Okay, we're gone. So, October 12th. At the ranch.
Is this the list what you have added to the top 10?
That's the list I just made, so
isn't that for us?
I'll send that to you.
It's not Paul's top 10.
No, this is not all Paul's top 10. This is Paul's thing that he's supposed to do according to that. This isn't all Paul's stuff. This is a list for all of us. Everybody that said they were going to do things, we need to check them off the next meeting. That's all this is. Those are our action items. So then there's Ben was supposed to do these things, and Linda and Nancy were going to do these things. Okay, so the board needs to keep this. I need to keep this. I'm sending you one.
Okay,
so you
thank
can
you.
Update there.
Which is the homework that we do before our next meeting.
This is the homework. So every time we have a meeting and I type out the minutes, I'm going to put action on there, and then that action is assigned to whomever said they were going to do it or whatever they're going to do.
You got my email address?
I hesitate to evaluate Paul and Nancy because of attitudes here and attitudes of membership.
Those attitudes are going to go away.
I hope it goes away.
Well, whatever it is.
I'd like to make some suggestions, but I don't want it to be misunderstood.
Let's talk about them.
I don't want it to be argumentative. there are things that I know of on the ranch that should really be done. But I don't want to be criticized for...
Who criticizes you?
Everybody.
Well, I think the communication thing is going to have to be a little more gentle with each other.
One thing you did...
One thing recently?
Paul on the report said that he had found where the cows got into the meadow, and he'd fixed that, and he'd walked on the fence. Hey, there's a mile of fence up there that's down on the
Exactly.
Somebody, you gotta be done.
And I was going to tell you, and you said, no, I read maps well, and you do. But you can't see the holes in the fence on a map. And so I said,
was that when I was in your office?
Yeah, then I said, let's get in the car, and I would like to show all of you some of the fence problems. That's the only way you'll know.
Well, you actually have to get in a lot of places. You get in and walk.
No, that's fine. I said I can read maps well, you started this. I don't remember what you were studying.
I'm showing you where we needed fences.
And I said, I read maps well. Show me here.
Yeah. But a line doesn't show you anything about the fence.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I can't think of anything that I've been...
Yep.
I don't think she was saying. I think she was saying, show me where it's at and I'll go look at it.
Yeah, because I know.
She's not saying she can see the broken fence. She said, show me and I'll go look.
She and Paul... The whole board needs to look at some of these things.
That needs to be done pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay, but that goes back to our top 10 list. It's not direct criticism to Paul. It simply goes on the list.
That needs to be taken care of.
Like Shauna said, it's got to be bumped to the top. That fence has got to be fixed right now.
And I wrote that down.
Yeah.
But Davey, it's probably a $5,000.
Okay, then it's
so
hired out.
It isn't a weekender.
Right.
These are.
Okay, but you not criticizing Paul, because Paul says, no, I didn't get a lot of feedback back. And I said, that's not a bad thing, because someone like Dale may be critical in the wrong way. It needs to go on the evaluation form, and then it gets polished a little bit before it gets to them as a suggestion instead of poking a finger in his chest and saying, you didn't fix those fences. Yeah. It gets on the list. It's Linda sends the message. This is now the priority. If it's one section of fence or whatever it is, or he says, you know what? I walked the fence and it's way too big for me to do in a weekend. This is going to take a crew of five a whole week to fix.
Okay.
This is why we need a truck.
Hey, did you see these action items?
Paul came to me today. Said, Dale, would you possibly come and go over some fences? I don't want to avoid her being the communication in between.
Just let me know.
But she should have trust. Paul should have trust. So we should be able to accomplish what
Okay.
Who on the board is in charge of the fences?
Ben used to be.
That would be the livestock, and that would be me.
There we go. Okay, you take that duty
right.
Tomorrow.
And so on the action items, this is what I said. Okay, so these were all came up on the last meeting. It said, this is what Paul was to do. Take two or three board members to look at the east side of the meadow below the Crawford turnoff. The fence needs to be tied in where Taylor Button tore it out. Needs to be heavy and wide. Price it. He can price it. But if he needs to take a board member, it doesn't have to be any particular one, but if Dell's out here, or I'll meet with him, or whatever, he just needs to say that. We'll go out and look at that fence.
Take some pictures.
That's right. So
he
know.
He's been out there and all that.
So I'm just saying.
He didn't go to the board members.
No, that's what I mean. So we need to know.
And you know what? I don't even know that a board member has to be there. Dale would go to show him something. I know, and she's at two or three.
I
know. I'm just saying.
Well, the only reason for that is if it comes in here, talk about money.
Hi! You did a great job!
Thank you so much,
you guys.
I think the ranch manager is micromanaging. We're way overboard on what we're doing.
That's why we need
to get two people in here, whether it's Paul and Nancy or whoever it is, and I'd just soon have them because they're here.
Thank you very much.
take a handle on this place and start to turn it around.
They have been afraid to do that because of the micromanaging, and that's where my job is.
Well, we need to get off the micromanaging.
But they
like
are turning it around.
Yeah, they have.
They're in the process. They're in the process
have.
Of turning it around.
Absolutely.
And it does require liaison. Yep. It really does, because that gives us just one level back to just breathe deeply.
There's
and
too much passion on the board.
There has to be accountability to
someone. Before, it was every board member. I was saying something. You were saying something.
It hurts them more than anybody.
So
like we can't please anybody.
Right.
You too.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
We have to give them
all the treats you got.
And,
yeah, this is funny.
Alright, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. The other thing is,
no kidding.
We forgot. It'll come to me in a minute.
By then the meeting will be over with. So
no.
It's already over twice.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Go ahead.
You have to remind me at the end.
The meeting's over.
All right, I'll leave it.
You can't keep us here.
I'm the only one.